And a very good Friday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. It's been a heck of a wet start to our Friday, wouldn't you say? We've had a fair amount of rain that started to make its way through during the overnight hours and also during the course of the overnight. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood watch for a good chunk of the WAMC listening area, and for good reason. A lot of moisture in place, obviously. You can step outside just to feel that. But also being in a rather unstable air mass out there, despite any sunshine, still plenty of dynamics around to provide us with some pretty heavy rain in spots. And in spots is where we've had that heavy rain, specifically east of the Hudson River Valley. Flash flood warnings are now in effect and have been for some time now across portions of Rensselaer and Columbia counties, the northern Berkshires and the southern Greens. The issue with flash flooding can be a couple of different things that might cause that. That is a real heavy rain, especially over a dry ground in a short amount of time. That could bring you flash flooding, but also where you can get into a situation that's known as training. And that is, just think about a whole line of trains and the individual cars, and each car represents a cell of a thunderstorm or just a big blob of rain that's going to be making its way over your area. So if that continues, so you get a lot of rain that's falling for a fairly long duration, but over that same area, that also will contribute to flash flooding. And that has been the case, again, in those aforementioned areas that are under a flash flood warning right now. The good news is that things will be quieting down through this afternoon. The bad news is it's going to take a little bit of time to do so. We've had an initial push of rain this morning that is making its way a little farther to the east right now. The heaviest rains are down over the Litchfield Hills in Connecticut and down into the Mid-Hudson Valley. A little bit of a break as you head up the north way, say right around Saratoga up to Glens Falls and into the north country. But then looking at the radar, another batch of pretty heavy rain is making its way through the Adirondacks, and yet another just to the north of the southern tier. All of this activity has to get through here before we can sound the all clear and get into some decent weather over the weekend, which is what we are going to do. So that is a good thing. We have a cold front that is off to our west, kind of lumbering its way through New York State. Not in any great hurry to plow its way through here, that's for sure. And that's one of the reasons that we're dealing with all this rain. We're having some little ripples in the atmosphere that are riding along that front and ahead of it, and that is helping to incite these heavier showers and rather persistent, widespread and steady rains in spots, again, especially to the east of the Hudson so far. This morning and now into the early afternoon hours. So basically, though, just hold on for another couple of hours and things will be improving from here on out. Just going to take a little bit of time to do so. So let's get into your forecast now. Rolling on into this afternoon, temperatures pretty much going to hover where they are. Not the temperatures are of great concern to anybody today. It's the rain that we'll talk about. We'll see these batches of more widespread, steady slash heavy rains continuing to press their way to the east, although with that northerly component to the motion of this of these showers, that is what is contributing to some flash flooding in areas, because you're going to be dealing with, again, some heavy rains that are going to continue to fall over the same areas. As we get deeper into the afternoon and these things push their way out of here, we'll be sort of relegated back to some scattered activity, which will be good. Now, any scattered showers or even a rumble of thunder that shows up here this afternoon could also be potentially heavy as far as rainfall goes, but at least we will start to break out of the more widespread activity and just take things down a notch as we get deeper into the afternoon and into this evening. Now, basically, as we get deeper into this evening, our cold front will have finally pushed its way through. It'll be making its way into western New England after dark tonight. And behind this front, pretty nice, actually, on the cool side, with a lot of drier air going to be advecting in behind this front. And that's going to set the stage for what will be a beautiful weekend out there. So we'll get rid of the showers today. Specifically later on this afternoon and into this evening. Getting into the night tonight is when things will start to really quiet down. We'll see the skies clearing out. After the rain goes, the clouds will stick around. Then the rain will make its way out of here. The clouds will then make its way out of here thereafter, and then getting into the morning hours is when the sunshine will really start to break out. That will be great. It'll set the stage for a beautiful weekend. As I said, we're going to have quite a bit of wind tomorrow out of the northwest, but that's good because it'll be bringing that drier air in. Lots of sunshine around as well. Temperatures on your Saturday making their way up into the middle and upper 70s. Despite that gusty wind out of the northwest, it'll feel pretty good out there. Our dew point temperatures will drop off quite a bit. As we roll on into the day here on Sunday, it'll be a cooler start to the day. No wind really to speak of during the day on Sunday under clear skies. Temperatures making their way up into the mid and upper 70s as well. Back to 80 we go on Monday. We'll start off with sun, get into some clouds later in the day, and some warmer air aloft tries to nudge its way in here. That'll touch off a couple of showers, perhaps as early as late Monday, but mainly on Tuesday, some scattered showers will be around. Once that frontal boundary and that frontal system makes its way through, we'll be back into the 70s with sunshine as we get into the middle of next week, which is the middle of August. If you are looking for 90s, well, at least as of right now, it does not seem to be in the cards for us here. One model, the so-called American model, still hinting at a potential pattern change, which could bring us back into some warmer temperatures. But the European model is keeping us in this rather troughy pattern, so we'll have to see how it all shakes out. So do your best to stay dry this afternoon. Once we get into tonight, the rain is out, the clouds will be out behind it, and then we'll be back into some sunshine for what will be a gorgeous weekend. I hope you enjoy it. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.